three from Thompson, and that is an NBA record. His 10th three-pointer of the night. Thompson fires for three. Yes! Golden State by three.
This is Clay Thompson from the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Lester on KOAL 750 AM.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Forum Studios, 107.3 FM and 750 AM. One item of programming that has obviously been missing from the KOAL sports lineup has been Utah Jazz basketball. Haven't had that in a little while. Will we get any more? I guess that's still the question. Every day, maybe there's new hope that comes out that we would get a season. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some of the storylines that would be lost if we didn't get to play out the remainder of the season. Joining us right now over the phone, we have our Drive Time Sports NBA analyst, Jameson Welsh. Jameson, as always, it's a pleasure. Hopefully you're staying safe out in Vegas.
Yeah, it's not a lot to do. So I'm very fortunate enough to have my own spot where I live. I have my own house, so a lot of space here. I can navigate throughout it, and I don't feel trapped or cooped up or whatever you want to call it. So it's not a bad situation.
Did you ever think in a million years you would mutter the words, there's nothing to do in Vegas?
Well, so here's the thing. Like, living in Vegas is a lot different than people who travel and visit Vegas. So when you live here, it is different because there's a certain thing that you're just not, really attracted to do. I mean, because it's always there. So I wouldn't say nothing to do, but being that your options are limited, I understand that statement, but you always have the option to do things. But this is different. Like, this is way different. This is a game changer. There's going to be a lot of different changes that come from this, and the aftermath from this will be heavy. So, this is a totally different thing. And for those who like buffets, they're probably going to take away a lot of the buffets around town because they cost a lot of money to run, and they really don't benefit the casinos like people think. So they lose money on buffets. So, yeah, that's something that I can definitely see going away.
Different. Definitely a different time. Let's talk NBA basketball. I guess we have to watch old NBA games. That's been most of the programming on NBA TV. There's been a lot of great things. Definitely have taken us down memory lane a time or two, but everybody wants to get back to action. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a medical professional, and I don't like political talk, but in the same sense, it appears that the owners want to move on with the season at some point in time. There may be some different variations, some different options that we'll have once we get maybe past the month of April. I don't know, Jameson, does it seem in your end that we're going to get a season at all? We'll get a conclusion, rather, to the season?
I think we do, but it's going to be an abbreviated season. Like, I think they get a couple of regular season games and go straight into the playoffs just based off of the timing of everything. Now, here's the thing. I think we end up getting some sort of drop date, and whether it's May 1st or May 15th or Memorial Day, there has to be some sort of drop date saying, hey, if we don't have an answer by this day, we have to cancel the season, because you just can't keep on going in limbo into the summer months without having some sort of plan. So that's the key for me, is like, hey, what's going to happen? What's the situation? Because eventually it comes down to the fact that timing is just against you at some point. I mean, if you're out 3-4 months, you can't resume a season after being out 4 months. Like, you just can't. Like, you can't be in July talking about we're going to start the season that ended in March. You can't do that. You're better off just canceling it and just, setting up the following season and going from there, having a draft and going from there. I think the most fascinating thing right now is the draft. I mean, it was already a poor draft on paper. Now these teams aren't able to get workouts or interviews in with guys. So, yeah, it's a very fascinating time for the whole league right now.
Right, and you mentioned maybe getting an abbreviated season. You and I had this conversation a couple of weeks ago on the show. I thought it's a perfect opportunity for the NBA to maybe present some of the changes that they have talked about, floated around in the past. If we're going to have play-in games, I wouldn't be opposed to having the top 10 teams in each conference. We do a play-in game, 7 plays 10, 8 plays 9, and then we get rolling with the playoffs. I think something like that is possible as well, rather than playing regular season games. Because here's the main thing. Once we get into the middle of summer, the idea of playing any part of the regular season is near meaningless anyways when you take a look at the teams that are sitting 7, 8, 9, and 10 to begin with.
So it's very true. Very, very true. And also, in the summertime, if baseball does start up, you got baseball and football's around the corner. So yeah, like if you start back in June, you pretty much go into the playoffs, and you go into the playoffs, you have 2 months. So you have June and July and probably part of August for your championship, and then that's that. And with that being said, the season probably gets pushed back to opening in December, and here we go again.
Right. I don't think anybody wants that. I think we jump into the playoffs if we do get a season. And I believe we're about 30 or so days out from seeing at least a resolution to what would happen if we will or we will not get an NBA season. With that being said, let's take a look at some of the storylines that would be lost. And I'm going to throw one right out to you. First off, the Milwaukee Bucks. This is a team that has been absolutely dominant. And I understand that towards the end of what we saw as the NBA season, the Bucks did show some weaknesses. They showed some flaws. But still, they really were on stretch to record a 70-win season. It would have been the third in NBA history. That was really a realistic goal for this squad. If the season were to end, that obviously isn't going to happen. They wouldn't have a chance to get back to the NBA Finals. I really feel bad for the Milwaukee Bucks if we were not to get a season.
Well, also, I mean, it really hurts your chances of keeping Giannis because, you know, Giannis is going to have different markets for him in the next year. Like, there's going to be different places he can go, different situations he can go to. And if the Bucks don't win a championship, it's going to be harder for them to keep him. So that's what makes it tough because they had a legit chance at winning a championship this year. You never know what next year brings. You don't know what trades may happen. But let's say, hypothetically, a team like Miami gets Bradley Beal somehow. Now they become a power team out east. And they were already a team that already gave Milwaukee fits. So you just never know what may happen. Like, anything could happen. And the teams in the East, a lot of those teams are really close to the Bucks. So if they make a move or two, or if their guys just get better, like the Celtics young guys take a step up, now you have a serious problem. So, yeah, it's just whenever you have a season like the Milwaukee Bucks have had, you want to be able to play it out. You don't want to have it canceled.
And with that being said, we jump over to the Western Conference, and we can talk about the one seed in the West. This has been just a really down year for the Lakers. I'm not talking about the standings. Obviously, they're number one in the Western Conference. But with the loss of Kobe Bryant, it really seemed as if this team had found some extra motivation, maybe playing off a little bit of inspiration. LeBron said it was now up to him to carry on Kobe's legacy. And since that point, LeBron has been the MVP in the league. I firmly believe that. Since the untimely passing of Kobe Bryant, LeBron has been the best player in the NBA. With that being said, a 17th title for the Lakers was right there. I mean, it was well within their grasp. If the season ends this year, which could have been very storybook, not only comes to a close, but Milwaukee may have Giannis for one more season. Anthony Davis is a free agent. I mean, if we don't get a conclusion to this season, I think it's unlikely, but I think it still is a possibility that we've seen him play his last game in a Laker uniform. I'm speaking of AD.
You have a valid point. That could be the last time we see him in Lakers uniform. I doubt that would be the case, especially for how things went this season. You know, he'll probably sign a 3 to 5 year deal or a 5 year deal to opt out after three, and we'll see what happens. But the Lakers, even though all the stuff you mentioned is correct, the situation is this, Jordan. The Lakers are back. When I mean the Lakers are back, they are a team to play for again. The stars want to be there. They embrace the challenge of being a Laker and what that entails. So going forward, no matter what happens with this season, the Lakers brand is back, and I think that's the most important thing to take out of this whole situation is their brand. Their biggest selling point is their brand, and of course, with that, when winning with that brand comes a limited amount of opportunities. That is back, and that is a huge thing because there's going to be a lot of young guys that are going to be free agents in the next 3 years that are going to shape the NBA and the future of championships, and that's going to be key. So we'll definitely see what happens, but right now, the stuff you mentioned is absolutely correct. You know, they lost, you know, Kobe passing away was a very tough thing to deal with. This season, you know, going the way it's going, them being number one out west, but the season being suspended has been tough. But big picture-wise, the Lakers brand, due to winning, of course, and having two top five or top seven guys playing for the team, that in itself has been a huge, huge thing for the brand, and they're in good shape going forward.
Yeah, well, and I guess looking at it, it is one season that LeBron, I guess, would have to give away. And really, time's not on LeBron's side. I understand that LeBron looks fantastic right now. In my mind, he's the MVP of the league. Still, with that being said, LeBron's not getting any younger. And so that's something that plays into it as well. Jameson, speaking of guys that aren't getting any younger, I thought it was sad that Vince Carter really was not getting a whole lot of pub anyways going into his final season. 22 years this guy's been active in the NBA. A lot of it has to do with the fact that he plays for the Atlanta Hawks. Nobody cares to watch Atlanta outside of Atlanta. Even people within Atlanta don't care to watch the Hawks. If we are talking about just taking the top eight teams, jumping right into the playoffs, Vince Carter's career is over.
All right, so the farewell tours. There has to be a certain limit or certain criteria to match a farewell tour. As good as Vince was, and he was very good at one point in time of his career, I don't know if he was farewell tour good. So here's the thing. Like, D-Wade getting one? Okay. I understand that. I get that. Won 3 championships, 2 gold medals. One of the best players of his generation. I get that. That has to be like the standard of the farewell tour. We can't get farewell tours to everybody. Like Dirk getting one, I get that. But Vince, as great as Vince was, I don't think he is worthy of that. I just don't. Like, he's been really good for the game, but farewell, we have to have some sort of, it's almost like the jersey retirement thing. You can't just retire everybody's jersey. There has to be some sort of qualifications in this, because if you don't, then you start getting regular guys, farewell tours. That's just a very slippery slope in my eyes. I think there has to be some sort of strict qualifications for that.
Is Vince Carter worthy of getting his number retired with the Toronto Raptors organization? Absolutely.
Yeah. Because
there's no doubt.
Because his impact on that team and that country, I mean, he pretty much saved basketball in Canada. If there's no Vince Carter, that Raptors team winds up in Kansas City or Virginia or somewhere else. You know what I mean? That team ends up moving somewhere. So, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, he literally saved basketball in Canada, and then 20 years later, they end up winning a championship out there, and then, they'll never leave Canada. So that his numbers should be retired more than just basketball. But in terms of farewell tours, that's a little tricky, because those should only be, in my eyes, like when Kareem, I believe when Dr. J and Kareem were doing it in the 80s, those guys, that's different. Like, those guys, it was a little bit different. Like, those guys at one point in time were the best player in the league or the best player in the world, however you want to classify it. Vince was never that guy in that conversation, and that's the issue I would have with that.
Jameson Welsh, always fun to get you on the show. It's always a fun conversation. Before I let you go, please let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
Well, here once a week, ESPN 1100 in Vegas. Let's see here, Fox Sports 1340 in Vegas, and then KDON 720, and then ESPN 1480 out in Nebraska.
Jameson, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate the time.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me, as always.
We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we'll close out the show by talking about the greatest college basketball player to ever live. Again, yes, this is in regards to the ESPN poll, where they let people on social media vote for the greatest college basketball player of all time. And the greatest of all time is not inside the top 4, which is just mind-boggling to me, that we could be that disconnected, that the youth could be that disconnected when we're talking about the greatest college basketball player to ever live. There is a correct answer to this. To me, it's not even opinion-based. There is a correct answer to this. We'll discuss it when we return to close out this edition of Drive Time Sports right here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.